A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples one day, "Beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and father his child, and children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved." The Gospel of the Lord. Pretty dismal sounding right after Christmas, isn't it? But let's reflect on that. We live in the real world. Why on earth does the church celebrate the first martyr right after all the wonderful celebrations of Advent and Christmas, as you see? It's all about witness. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense reflecting on or celebrating the great mystery of the Incarnation, God becoming one of us to save us and to free us, without reflecting on what life really is about. The babe in the manger is the same God-man who died for us. There's no separating, no separating. I was wondering to myself if someone who was not familiar with Christian Catholic traditions walked into this church or any church at this time and saw what we see here, what would they think? The few times that I've had the opportunity to walk into a mosque or a synagogue or a Buddhist temple, I see all kinds of strange things that I don't understand, and I've got to inquire. And what catches my eye first? You know, some people without faith could come here and say, "Oh, idols, 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 idols." And someone mentioned to me the other day, "Why is baby Jesus half the size of Mary?" One thing they said. But it's the focus. It's the focus. We reflected on this very recently with the Redemptorist Associates. But here you see the whole ensemble. St. Alphonsus would talk about the great mystery. He'd spend hours before the crib, say, "I don't understand, Lord. Why? Be born as a helpless baby. I don't understand, but I accept this mystery. Before the cross, I don't understand this. Why would you die on the cross, be vulnerable, hanging there? But I embrace it. I live it." And before the Eucharist, "Oh, my risen Lord, why a vulnerable piece of bread that could be adored, that could be spit upon, that could be stepped on? I love you. I accept this mystery." And before Mary and her great yes. "I don't understand, Mary," he'd say, "how you could have such faith at such a young age and say yes to this great responsibility that had already been planned." And it's all here. You can't celebrate one without the other. It's an ensemble. It's a continuum. And that's why we celebrate St. Stephen today. One of the reasons. It doesn't make sense to celebrate this and then say, "Well, I can be so-so or wishy-washy in life." The Lord talks about being taken in front of courts and governors and kings and so forth. That's dramatic, and there are martyrs, many, many, to whom we pray and ask intercession and strength, that died in that way. But most of us live martyrdom in our daily lives, before our own kin, before our friends, and I'd say we're also called to witness to ourselves. Because face it, every once in a while at least, every one of us, at least for some fleeting moments, forgets all this mystery when we get overwhelmed and we think, I can't do it anymore, God. We forget that it's God who is with us and doing it with us and for us. Jesus said, it's the Holy Spirit who will speak for you. It's God who will speak for you. So let's just keep that in mind before the challenges of our daily lives, that we are called to witness, we are called to be joyful, we are called to be happy in life and to help make others happy. Amen.
Amen. Amen.